From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-Syrian government forces have seized the rebel-held neighborhood of Farafra near the old city in the center of Aleppo. It's the last major city in which the opposition has a firm grip. Days of intense fighting followed the collapse of a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire earlier this month, lasting just about a week. David Lesh is a Syria analyst at Trinity College in Texas.
The Syrian government and the Russians seem to have recognized early that the U.S.-Russian agreement really had very little chance of being successful in terms of a cessation of hostilities. And so they've prepared to engage in another offensive in Aleppo.
Washington and Moscow have held no talks on further diplomatic efforts. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Secretary of State John Kerry needs some measures offered by both Russia and Syria that changed the reality on the ground.
What's happening in Aleppo is unacceptable. We recognize that the cessation of hostilities is badly weakened and that we need to see proposals going forward on how to resuscitate this cessation of hostilities. And what the secretary talked about was reestablishing credibility in the process.
Reuters quotes a senior rebel official as saying pro-government forces are mobilizing near the rebel-held Sheikh Said district of Aleppo on the southern outskirts. The fall of the rebel-held part of the city would be viewed as a major victory for the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. War crimes judges at The Hague Tuesday sentenced former Islamist rebel Ahmed el-Faqi el-Mahdi to 9 years in prison for damaging or destroying 10 14th-century mausoleums and religious sites in Mali. It's the first such international case involving destruction of heritage sites in 2012 during the African country's coup, taken advantage of by al-Qaeda jihadists. This is VOA News.